Peace be with you all.
愿大家平安。
Shall we turn to a Bible verse?
来看一个经节。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Verse 12.
第一章十二节。
Please put your bookmark in James chapter 1.
请大家把书签标在这里。
James chapter 1, verse 12.
雅各书一章十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The Bible here says that blessed is the man who endures temptation.
圣经在这里讲到，忍受试探的人是有福的。
This word temptation actually is the same word as trials in verse 2.
试探在第二跟第二节中的试炼是同样的词语。
So I think trial is a better word. Therefore, I'd like to use the topic. Blessed are the one who endures trials for mutual encouragement.
觉得试炼这个词语在这里可能更恰当，所以我在这里题目上就叫说要忍受试炼的人是有福的。
Now the weather is getting warmer and warmer. Actually.This year is the warmest winter in history.
现在天气越来越温暖，像这过去的冬天是有史以来最温暖的一个冬天。
But actually, in California, it looks like it's quite cold this year.
但在加州来说，却是最冷的一个冬天。
So I know that a lot of fruit trees in your backyards looks like they already died.
就像是后院里的水果树。可能就已经因为天气寒冷而死亡。
Sometimes we might go through winter time in our journey of life.
在我们信仰的旅程中，有时候我们也会经过寒冷的冬天。
There are a lot of trials and temptations occurs in our life.
有很多试探或者试炼在我们生命中发生。
I'd like to use James chapter 1 to talk about three aspects concerning this topic.
我今天想用雅各书第一章来讲。关于试炼的三个方面。
The Bible mentioned that when it comes to trials, there are various kinds of trials.
圣经讲到试炼有三种。
Various kinds, various.
有很多种试炼。
And then he also talks about when we encounter trials, what is our attitude should be.
而且讲到。我们碰到试炼的时候，我们的态度应该是怎么样的
？And then, we should be patient, and we should be complete. We should be successful.
我们要有耐心忍耐，我们要战胜，我们要完全。
We shall discuss based on these three subtopics.
我们就用这三个方面来讨论。
Shall we turn to Shall we read James chapter 1 verse 2?
我们来看雅各书第一章第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
一章二节。
My brethren.Count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
我的弟兄在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
So it stated very clearly that there are all kinds of trials.
所以这里讲到有百般的试炼。
Everybody will run into different trials in life.
每一个人在生命中都会碰到不同的试炼。
Some people feel very suffering when they lost their job.
有些人。失业了，所以他们会觉得非常的辛苦。
Some people may have family problems.
有些人家庭里有问题。
Some people may have physical illnesses.
有些人肉体上有疾病。
So everybody have different kinds of trials.
就是每个人在生命中都会碰到不同的试炼。
Sometimes the same difficulty come to different person, but different person might have different feelings.
有时候碰到不同的试炼的时候，每个人的反应也不一样。
I don't like winter time.
我不喜欢冬天。
Especially, I don't like to drive in snow, icy road.
我尤其不喜欢在冬天结冰的路上开车。
But in storming season, in the winter time, I think the ski resort they are all very happy.
但是在这边，如果是下雪天，滑雪场里面却是非常的拥挤，大家都非常的高兴。
So the same trials may make different person feel differently.
所以同样的试炼对不同的人来讲却是感受大不一样。
Some people do not like rainy day.
有些人不喜欢下雨天。
But rainy day is a good business day for those who sell umbrella, I think.
但是对卖伞雨伞的人来说，他们的生意特别的好。那一天。
So again, trials to different person may have different feeling.
所以对试炼对不同的人来说，感受的确不一样。
No matter what, Book of Job tells us.
约伯书却告诉我们。
Women are born of women.
他说。
I'm sorry, men are born of women.
他说人是从女人生出的。
Our days are very short.
我们的日子非常的简短。
Fools with suffering.
却是充满着苦难。
And we notice that various trials, when you think about, when you stretch out the time, really in different generations, we encounter different, we feel different, we have different kind of difficulties.
对不同的年代的人来说，我们也有不同的困难。
If you born earlier, you might have went through the Second World War.
年纪大一点的人可能经历过第二次的世界大战。
You might went through the Cultural Revolution.
可能说经历过文化大革命。
You might run into a lot of persecution due to political reason.
所以可能因为政治的原因遭受过很多迫害。
So in that generation, you encounter different kinds of difficulties.
在那一年代已经经历过很多的困难。
But nowadays, I think a lot of difficulties come within us.
但是现今的世界很多的困难实际上是在我们心我们的内心中。
Many people feel very difficult because they don't have a sense of security.
很多人之所以觉得很困难是因为他们没有安全感。
We feel very suffering because we have to wander from state to state.
我总觉得我们的生活很苦，因为我们总是在不停的摇摆。
We have to travel all over the place.
我们要从不同的要从这个州搬到那个州，要不停的来到处的搬家。
And in this generation, we feel like it's very difficult for us to live a separation life. A lot of time, our beloved live in the other country, and we got to stay in this country.
甚至有时候，我们的爱人居住在另外一个国家，而我们必须要两地分居。
Those kind of situation is very common in this generation.
在这一代人来说，这种情况非常的普遍。
So this is various kinds of trials.
这是不同的试炼的。
Now we mentioned before, this kind of trials actually are difficulties. When it comes to people, there is no discrimination.
当困难来到人身上的时候，它并没有分别。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
我们来看传道书第九章。
Verse 1-2.
传道书第九章第一节到第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 1-2.
传道书九章一到二节。
Ecclesiastes 9, verse 1-2.
九章，传道书九章一二。
For I consider all this in my heart, so that I could declare it all, that the righteous and the wise, and their works are in the hand of God. People know neither love nor hatred by anything they see before them.Two, all things come alike to all. One event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good and the clean and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinners. He who takes an oath as he who fears an oath. Here the Bible says that a lot of time we do not know what will happen.
告诉我们，很多时候我们不知道将会发生什么事。
You do not know what is in front of you. Shall it be love or shall it be hatred?
所以我们也不知道要临到我们身上的是什么事情，是好事或是坏事。
But one thing is for sure.
但是有一件事。
Death or difficulties comes to man without discrimination.
有一件事是肯定的，就是死亡跟灾难临到人的时候，都是跟每个人都是一样的。
It comes to the clean and the unclean.
所以不管是洁净或不洁净的人
comes to the sacrifice and the one who does not sacrifice
献祭或不献祭的人
the good and the sinners
或者是好人罪人
so we can see you as a Christian will encounter cancer Gentiles also have cancers
所以对基督徒来说你会得癌症外邦人也会得癌症
other people have accident we have accident also
有人会有车祸基督徒也会有车祸
so there's no discrimination concerningall kinds of trials.
所以对各种试炼来说，它并不区分什么样的人。
Another thing is that it comes when you are not expecting it.
另外一个特点就是，这些事情到临的时候，我们并没有意料到。
It's not predictable.
我们也没办法来预估。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
我们来看传道书九章十二节。
9:12.
九章十二节。
For man also does not know his time, like fish taken in a cruel nest, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in an evil time, when it falls suddenly upon them.You cast the net into the ocean, you don't know which fish you will catch.
把网在大海里撒网的时候，你不知道你会抓到什么样的鱼。
You shoot a gun into the midst of the birds, you do not know which bird will be shot down.
如果你拿枪拿去打这只鸟的话，你不知道哪只鸟会被打下来。
And the bird do not know either. I mean, it just die suddenly.
这些鸟他们都不知道，他们只是突然的就死去。
Evil comes to man, trials comes to man, just like that.
试炼或者祸患来到人身上的时候，也就像这样一样。
I share with some of brothers and sisters over here.
我跟大家分享，跟弟兄姐妹一起分享过。
My youngest brother felt very frustrated recently.
我弟弟最近遭遇到有一件非常让很大的挫折。
He was put in jail.
他甚至被关到监牢里。
He says that it's really an awful night. He had put a pajamas that the prisoner wear, and his hands and his face was in chains.
他说他在那个晚上他是穿着囚衣，戴着手铐，然后就被放到监狱里。
Because he had a car accident with the other person.
因为他遭遇到一个车祸。
Now a motorcyclist ran into him, and that person died in the sense.
有一位骑摩托车的。人撞到他的车上，结果那个人后来就因为这个事故而去世。
He was 18 years old.
那位去世的人只有十八岁。
He was the freshman from Tangkang University.
他当时是一个大学生。
And my brother keeps saying that, you know, it's only a second's difference. It's only a second's difference. If he can drive faster, I mean, because he was turning left, if he can drive faster for 1 second, that person can drop a little bit slower for 1 second, then nothing will happen.
他说只是一秒钟的差别，如果他能够再开快一秒钟，或者是那个人慢一秒钟，就不会有任何的事情。
I bet that young man, when we hop on that motorcycle, he did not know the death was waiting for him.
我相信那位年轻人，当他骑上摩托车的时候，他不知道死亡在等待他。
I bet my brother also did not know that at that night he was spent that night in the jail.
相信我。弟弟也没有料到他那天晚上会在监狱里面过夜。
So really, things happened.
所以这些事情的确就会发生。
Men will run into all kinds of trials unexpectedly.
很多人都会碰到这种试炼，并且是没有意料到的试炼。
Now the Bible says that when you run into all kinds of trials, it encourages us to have joy.
但圣经中却鼓励我们在碰到百般的试炼的时候，仍然要有大喜乐。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 2.
我们来看雅各书第一章第二节。
James chapter 1 verse 2.
雅各书一章二节。
1:2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now, when the Bible says count it all joy, when you count it, you consider it all joy, it is your choice.
这里讲到说要以为是大喜乐，所以这个是我们的选择。
Now, of course, when we run into difficulties, it's very difficult to choose to have joy.
所以当我们碰到困难的时候，很难有喜乐。
A lot of time we don't understand what Bible is talking about.
很多时候我们不知道圣经在讲什么。
Really, I mean, I visit a very good sister. She is around 80 years old, and she had a stroke lying on bed.
当我去访问一个很好的姐妹，她八十多岁，结果中风躺在床上。
She keep telling me.
她一直跟我讲。
Brother, when you visit someone, never tell them that you know to be patient, to be of good encourage, to be joyful, because you do not know what people has gone through in their difficulties.
她就跟我讲说，你去访问弟兄姐妹的时候，碰到这种困难的弟兄姐妹，不要说要忍耐或者是要喜乐，因为你不知道他们的感受。
And I don't know how to respond when she shared this kind of story to me.
当她这个这样跟我讲的时候，我不知道怎么样子来回答。
When you observe humans' action, you will notice that usually people count it as frustration when they encountered difficulties.
如果我们看,
Consider it as frustration.
我们看到很多人他们在遇到困难的时候都觉得非常的灰心丧气。
The most natural reaction could be giving up.
很多本能的反应就是放弃。
How can you choose to be joy?
怎么样子才能达到喜乐呢?
Very difficult.
很难。
When we look at Elijah,
我们来看以利亚的例子。
Really, when he have a victorious time in the Mount Carmel, I think he was very joyful.
当他在加密山上非常成功的时候，他非常的喜乐。
But later on, because he killed the false prophet, the queen wanted to kill him too.
但是当他杀掉假先知之后，这位那个皇后想要来追杀他。
He ran away and he ran and ran and ran for almost one day.
所以他就逃跑，大概跑了一整天。
He ran for a long distance. He must be very, very tired at that time.
他跑了很远，所以他非常的疲劳。He
lie under a broom tree.
他就躺在树下。
He prayed to God.
他就跟神祷告说，
It is enough.
他跟神祈求说，够了。
Let me die.
让我死吧。
I'm not any better than my forefathers.
我不比我的任何的先父们更好。
Usually, this is a natural response to any human being because Elijah have the same nature like you and me.
这是人本能的反应，像先知以利亚，实际上就像我们一样的人。
He don't like to work for the Lord anymore.
他不愿意再为主做工。
He don't like to work for one more step anymore.
他不愿意再多走一步路。
He'd rather sit there and ask to die.
他甚至愿意情愿坐在那里来请求神把他的生命拿走。
When we look at our own, when our eyes focus on our own trials, very likely we will try to like to give up.
当我们的注意力只是放在我们面前的试炼的时候，我们就很容易来放弃。
There's a story talk about a clock.
有一个讲到关于一个钟的故事。
This is old-fashioned clock. There's a leg, and you know, 1 second you have to take 2 steps left and right.
这是讲到一个很古老的大摆钟。
So he keep counting. You know, in 1 second I need to walk 2 steps. So 1 minute, I had to walk 120 steps and keep counting. In 1 year, I had to walk more than 41 million steps.
所以他就在这位钟，他就在想，我一秒钟要摆2下，然后1分钟就要摆120下，那我1年的话，我要摆多少万下？
And he said, oh, forget about it. 41 million steps. Oh, man, it's such a humongous step. I forget about it. I quit.
4,100万，一年要走4,100万下，太多了，我不要走了。
A lot of time when we focus on those difficulties, it will be our natural reactions.
有时候我们看到这么多的这些试炼压力的时候，我们就本能的反应就是放弃。
We'd rather die sometimes.
我们甚至情愿去死。
I ran into a sister who used to be my neighbor. We had a very good family service in that local area.
有一次碰到我们附近的一个住在我家附近的一个姐妹。
In the past,
在过去的时候。
I visit her church.
我去参观她的教会。
And she grabbed me aside and shared with me her story.
然后她就跟我分享关于她的一个故事。
She said, "Brother, I had an insomnia problem recently."
她说我最近很难入眠。
Many trials, many difficulties occurred in my life.
因为在我生命中碰到很多的困难跟试炼。
I really ask God to allow me to die earlier.
甚至我求神让我能够早一点离开这个世界。
Because we were very close, we were neighbors, we are good friends.
因为我们过去是邻居，所以我们非常亲密。
So I told her that, you know, sister, it's not a good idea to ask for death.
我就告诉她说， 来求死并不是件好的事情。
Because I heard a testimony from a brother from Taiwan. He says that the time he asks for death, Satan appears.
因为我听到台湾的一个弟兄做见证说，当他求死的时候，撒旦就显现了。
And Satan was smiling at her, at him.
撒旦对他很生气。
Smiling at him. No, as if he was saying that, you know, you want to die? Okay, I'm waiting here for you when you die.
撒旦就对他说，你要死很好，我就在这里等你死。
So you see, we should not ask for death.
所以我们不要去求死。
Later on, the sister changed her mentality and attitude.
后来这位姐妹就改变了她的态度。
She wanted to pray that the will of God to be done.
她就 来祈求求神的旨意。
She prayed that even though she is very weak, she will try her weaknesses, continue serving God.
她知道虽然她很软弱，但是她却在软弱中继续来服侍神。
Thank God because of that kind of mentality, God delivered her out of evil several months later.
因为她有这样的心智，后来几个月之后，神就把她带领出来，来脱离她的。
Yes, naturally, we would like to give up. We would like to die.
所以本能的反应是我们愿意，我们会很容易来放弃，愿意去，甚至愿意死亡。
But the Bible gives us another option.
那圣经却给我们另外的一种选择。
You can consider it as joy.
那我们都要以为大喜乐。
Now, how can I like in difficulties? How can I consider those difficulties as joy? Very difficult.
在困难的时候，我们怎么样才能感到喜乐呢？当然是很难的。
I think this can only come through when we have deeply understanding concerning the truth.
这只能是当我们对真理有非常深的了解才能做到这。
Or when we truly have the experience of the love of God.
或者我们真正的体验到神的爱。
Otherwise, it will be a joke.
否则的话，这只是一个笑话而已。
Consider it as a joy.
要以为大喜乐。
How can I take that route?
我们怎么样子才能做到这些？
I think first of all, Bible tried to assure us one thing, that is, the trial given to us will not be greater than what we are able to bear it.
我们首先要知道，圣经中告诉我们，我们所受的试炼都是我们所能忍耐的。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
来看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
第十章，第十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
哥林多前书十三节。
10, 13.
十章十三节。
No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted.Beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. The Bible here says that God will make us a way to escape it, so we are able to bear it.
对，这里讲到，圣经中讲到说，在受试探的时候，总会给我们开一条出路，叫我们能忍受得住。
Now we always says that, you know, God loves us more than we love our children.
神爱我们，比我们爱我们的孩子更多。
And、actually, he also stated the same thing in the Bible.
在圣经中，他也这样子讲。
Now, you will not ask your five-year-old kids to bear this piano alone, won't you?
你会让你五岁的孩子去背这个钢琴吗
？It's impossible because you know that five-year-old kids is not able to bear this piano.
当然不可能，因为我们知道这五岁的孩子没有办法背起这个钢琴。
The same token, I mean, the Lord will not give us a temptation, a burden.That we are not able to carry.
也是这样子，主不会让我们来承担我们没有办法承担的负担。
So at least we should have this kind of confidence to begin.
首先我们要有这样的信心。
You know what? If we fall into the hands of temptation, we are in trouble.
如果我们掉在试探的这些手里面，我们就很有更大的麻烦了。
If we do not belong to God, I mean, if the God do not limit Satan to give up temptation, a lot of time we will be in great trouble.
如果不是神来限制这个试探的程度的话，我们会碰到更大的麻烦。
God allowed Satan to tempt Job to take away whatever he has.
神允许撒旦来把约伯的所有的都拿走。
How did he do it?
所以撒旦是怎么行的呢
？Did he do it within 1 year time frame?
他是一年之内做的吗
？In 1 month time frame?
一个月做的吗
？No, he did it immediately.
不是，他是马上就行。
You look at the Bible. It says that when one thing occurs and another person come to report the job, another disaster occurs. Then another people come to report the job. Another disaster occurs. It's like almost simultaneously, all the disasters, all whatever job have been taken away.
圣经中讲到说
at the same time.
圣经中讲到说，他所有的这些灾难都是一件连着一件，马上发生。圣经中讲到一个一个的人来报告，向他报告所有的发生的灾难。
So we can see when people fall into the hands of Satan, it will be, it will be in great trouble.
所有的灾难都同时发生，我们可以看到人掉到撒旦的手里是多么的可悲。
Now, if a person falls into his enemy, actually, it will be in great trouble too.
如果一个人掉到他敌人的手里，当然是很糟，结局很糟糕。
God allowed David to choose disasters from God.
神让大卫来选择他要承受的一个灾难。
Because he made mistakes.
因为他犯了错。
God gave him one choice: is that you allow your enemy to pursue after you for 3 months.
他神让他选择有一种选择是让他被敌人追赶三个月。
Another choice is that have 3 plagues to come to his country for 3 days.
或是三天的到瘟疫临到他
国家三天。What did David say? David said, "I'd rather fall into the hands of God."
大卫说，我宁愿掉在神的手里。
Because he has great mercy.
因为神是有恩慈的。
His trial always is the shortest one that a human being can take.
他神给人的试炼总是 能够很容易比较容易来接受的。
Brother and sister, we should be thank God that even though we have trials, but we belong to God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，虽然我们生活中有试炼，但是我们属神的。
God set a limitation to Satan. Satan can only do certain point to us.
神设立了一个边界，让这些试探能够达到什么样的程度，撒旦不能越过这个边界。
Mainly good.
所以这样子就是
God mainly good.
这个就是神的美好的用意。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
我们来看耶利米书。
Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
29章11节，耶利米书29章11节。
29 verse 11.
29章11节。
29 verse 11.
耶利米书29章11节。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord.Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The Bible says that the Lord's thought toward us is not evil, but peace.
圣经上说，神向我们怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸。
So whenever we encounter difficulties, there is a good purpose behind it from God.
当我们碰到灾难的时候，我们都知道这后面有神美好的旨意。
God wants to give us peace.
神是要用意是要给我们平安。
So this is the we shall start from here.
我们要从这里开始。
Now, how can we choose to have joy?
我们怎么样子能够来做出来以为是喜乐呢？
We should be confident that the difficulties, the trials which comes to us, will make us to grow in our faith.
所以我们要相信我们的试炼困难是让我们在信心上来成长。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 3.
看雅各书一章第三节
2 to 3
二节跟三节
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 3 My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials 3 Knowing that is the reason How come we can have joy Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience When our faith has been tested We can be a better person
当我们的信心经过试炼之后，就会成为更好的一个人。
Oh, this is where joy comes from.
这就是喜乐来的源泉。
Oh, because God wants me to be a better person.
因为我们理解到神是要让我们成为更好的人。
Therefore, I have this trial.
所以这是为什么我现在有这个试炼。
Now, so the Bible mentioned that first of all, if we encounter suffering, our sin can be ceased, and we will sin no more.
圣经中也告诉我们，受试炼的人不会犯罪。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
来看彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
彼得前书四章第一节。
Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.The Bible here says that our Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us in the flesh.
圣经上讲说，主耶稣基督在肉身为我们受苦。
Therefore, he shed his blood on the cross.
他为我们在十字架上流出他的宝血。
Therefore, we have peace with God.
这样子，我们才可以从神那里得到平安。
And we become a better person.
我们也就成为一个更好的人。
The same token, he encourages us to arm ourselves with the same mind, meaning that.We shall have courage to bear the suffering.
这里说我们要有同样的心智，就是说我们也要同样来受苦。
If we suffer for the Lord, usually we will not commit sin anymore.
因为我们如果是为主而受苦的话，我们就不会再犯罪。
My brethren, when we examine our life,
如果弟兄姐妹，如果我们看我们的生命
，When do we usually fall into sin?
我们是什么样的情况下，我们比较容易来犯罪
？A lot of time we sin because we are too much comfortable in life.
很多时候我们犯罪其实是因为我们的生活太舒适。
When did David sin?
大卫是什么时候犯罪
？David did not sin when King Saul.Try to kill him.
当扫罗王追杀他的时候，他并没有犯罪。
As a matter of fact, at that time, he wrote a lot of beautiful poems.
反而在那时候，他写下很多很美好的诗歌。
He sinned because he did not fight at that period of time. He did not go out to fight anymore.
他犯罪的时候，事实上是在他不再征战的时候。
His kingdom was well established at that time.
他的王国已经比较坚固的建立了。
He slept until the sunset.
他睡觉也睡到太阳下山的时候。
Everything is so easy to him.
很多事情对他来说已经是非常的简单和容易
了。Therefore, he sinned.
就在那个时候，他就开始犯罪。
Now today, the same token may apply to us.
所以同样子的道理可以运用到我们今天的身上。
A lot of time, God tried to give us difficulties so we would not sin.
神很多时候让我们经历困难是不要让我们犯罪。
Because the Bible said, when we run into difficulties, we shall think about it.
When
we think about our situation, we for sure we will make progress in our faith.
如果我们能够思想我们现在的情况，我们信心就可以进步。
So we can avoid sin, therefore we shall be joyful.
我们就可以避免犯罪，然后我们所以因为这样子，我们要。
Not only we can avoid sin, as a matter of fact, our spirituality can really make progress in difficulties.
不光是不犯罪，并且我们的灵性也会有增长。
Please turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们来看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5.
罗马书五章。
Romans 5, 3 to 5.
三到五节。
Romans 5, 3 to 5.
罗马书五章三到五节。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. 5. For hope does not disappoint.Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The Bible here says that we shall be joyful in all tribulations.
圣经告诉我们，我们要在各种的试炼中都要喜乐。
How again, the Bible talk about glorious joyfulness in tribulations.
这里讲到说，我们要欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Why?
为什么？
Because in tribulations, you can produce patience, perseverance.
因为在患难中我们知道患难会生忍耐。
Then, patience can produce characters.
忍耐生老练。
It is very true, isn't it?
真的是非常真实的。
When we have difficulties, we can have patience.
当我们碰到困难的时候，我们就会有更多的耐心。
According to my personal observation, the patience does not come immediately.
按照我个人的观察，忍耐不是马上就来的。
A lot of time, like at the very beginning, we struggle. Why, God?How come difficulty is so huge that I really feel crushed by that difficulty?
刚开始的时候，我们会非常的挣扎，会来询问神，为什么神会给我们这么大的困难
？But days after days, if we figure out really we cannot do too much about it.
但是过了几天，我们发现我们所做的有限。
And we start to think, we start to pray, we start to reflect, and then patience comes little by little.
就开始祷告，我们开始反省，这样子我们信忍耐就慢慢的来增
长。Then indeed we can build patience after all kinds of tribulation.
慢慢的我们就对各种各样的患难有忍耐。
Then after patience, now the characters will be built up.
忍耐之后，我们就会有比较老练的性格。
I was very touched by a brother's testimony.
我对有一个弟兄的见证，让我感到非常的感动。
After patience for days, for months, for years, he started to call brothers and sisters.
经过很多年的很多月年的忍耐，他开始来跟弟兄姐妹们打电话。
And he mentioned about, you know, he might have offended some brother and sister, and he apologized about it, and both of them was crying at the other side of the phone.
他就给这个弟兄姐妹打电话说，他可能以前有得罪过这个弟兄，然后他们两位就同时在电话里面哭泣。
So you see, difficulties.Produce patience and then characters.
所以我们可以看到患难来产生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
And this characters is something when we have characters, actually, that is the fruits. That is the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
这种老练实际上是圣灵的果子。
Now we have the fruits of Holy Spirit.
因为我们这样子就有圣灵的果子。
You really use your life to glorify the name of God.
这样子我们就用我们的生命来荣耀神的名。
Now when people look at you, we see, yes, indeed, thank God. We see the glory of God in you.
当人看到这样的例子的时候，就说，哇。感谢神，我们看到神在你身上。
And this shall be a joyful thing to have.
所以这是非常值得喜乐的事情。
Therefore, Job says that, you know, all the trials it to refine me as just like pure gold.
所以就约伯说，所有的试炼是让我试炼如金金。
Therefore, we shall give thanks to God, even though it is still very difficult.
所以我们要把荣耀归给神，虽然。
No, as a brother and sister, actually, we are all precious stones in the eyes of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神面前都是宝贵的石头。
But these precious stones, a lot of time, it is hidden in a lot of no, it is hidden in rocks.
这些宝石实际上很多时候是藏在石头里面。
Now, in order to let it shine, that the precious precious stone shines, we got to cut the other rocks away.
要把宝石从岩石里面挖出来，我们要把神会要把我们从别的石头里面
cutting is very hurt.
这个砍的过程是非常痛苦的。
But it is a necessary refining process.
但这却是必要的一种来试炼的，来锻炼的一个过程。
Therefore, we can be joyful.
所以这样子我们就因为这样子我们可以喜乐。
I share a story with you that you know, in a huge river, beside the huge river, there are deers at either sides of the river.
大家分享过一个故事，说因为一条大河旁边都有鹿。
But you know, the scientists observed that one size of deers can run much faster than the other size of deers.
两边都有鹿，但是一边的鹿会比另外一边跑得更快。
Now they figure out why, how come this size runs so fast? Then they figure out because they got lions on the other side.
后来他们发现为什么呢？因为那边有狮子。
Now because of lions, they can run much faster, and they like to produce little deers more faster than the other side too.
因为有狮子，所以他们跑得快，并且他们生产小鹿也比另外一边要快。
Now the scientists very funny. They try to swap. They catch the deers and swap to the other side of the river.
所以这科学家就做了一个实验，他就把这两边的鹿给交换了一下。
And notice that you know the slow running deers die of quickly, but the fast running deers now can multiply with a lot of deers.
结果是，原来跑比较慢的那些鹿，到另外一边之后就很快就被狮子吃掉了。但另外的跑得快的鹿确实很快的能够繁殖很快。
So difficulties is good for us.
所以患难对我们来说是好有益的。
From this perspective, we can choose to have joy because from this perspective.
因为这样子，我们可以选择有喜乐。
And the Bible says, of course, this is not a very easy route to take.
当然，圣经告诉我们，这不是很容易走的路。
Therefore, it says that we shall be complete in this when we try to be joyful. When we take this route, positive attitude, we shall be complete when taking it.
耶稣告诉我们，我们也要完备，要成全完备。
Let's turn to First James chapter 1:2-5.
所以我们来看第一章，雅各书一章的四和五节。
2-4.
二到四节。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
三节。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
四节。
But that patience is its perfect work. In Chinese, have its perfect work, meaning that let it to be successful. Yeah, have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. It's not very easy to have joy in difficulties.
这里讲到，我们要成全完备，所以在困难中有喜乐并不容易。
But let it to be successful.
但是要我们要成功。
It is a good encouragement to us.
所以这是对我们来说非常好的勉励。
Now, avoid trials. Sometimes we may fall into temptation.
所以要经过试炼的时候。
When a person tries to avoid trials, he may fall into temptation.
有些人想 跳过这些试验，但是他就可能因为这样子而掉入试探。
Now, what's the difference between trials and temptation?
试探跟试炼到底有什么差别？
Actually, to you, it is the same difficulties.
对我们来说都是困难。
But it may have different resources, different resources.
但是来源却不一样。
When it comes from God, the Bible called it trials, test.
如果是从神而来的，圣经上我称它为。
When God allows Satan to do it, when it comes from Satan, from our own desire, the Bible called it a temptation.
当神允许撒旦来做的时候，这些事情就称作是试探。
Let's read James chapter 1 verse 13 to 17.
你看雅各书的一章。
I think it's very clear to many of you.
12到13节。
Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot tempt by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. 14. But each one is tempted.When he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed, 15. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin is full-grown, bringing forth death. 16. Do not deceive your brethren. 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadows of turning. So we can see all the good things came from God.We run into difficulties because God wants us to be a good person. Therefore, we can be joyful.
我碰到困难是因为神想让我成为更好的人，所以我们可以喜乐。
Now, but if God gives us trials, we try to avoid these trials, we might fall into temptation, our own desire.
如果神让我们遇见试炼，但我们却想避免逃离的话，我们反而会掉落到自己欲望中的试探。
For example,
举个例子
taking a test is a good thing for you.
去考试可能对我们来说是一件好事。
Because it will evaluate you, your understanding and you know where you are.
我们去考试的时候，因为我们可以知道我们懂得多少，我们可以知道我们的现在位置在哪里。
But maybe you don't like test, therefore you cheat in your test.
但是如果我们不喜欢这种考试，并且我们在考试中作弊的话
，So to avoid test, you cheat, you fall into temptation.
你去避免考试而去欺。而去作弊，然后就这样，实际上就掉入到更大的试探。
Now, for example, you may have financial difficulties.
还有例子就是说，如果我们碰到财经上的困难。
Now, God wants you to be to be strong internally. Therefore, He gives you difficulties.
因为神让我们变得更坚强，所以他给我们这些困难。
But in this trial, we choose to steal.
但是如果为了要跳过这场试炼，我们去偷钱的话
，Now we fall into temptation.
那我们就又掉入试探。
Therefore, we shall be successful in this journey of trial.
所以我们在试炼的这个过程中，我们要成功。
Otherwise, we may fall into temptation.
否则的话，我们会掉入试探。
Now, in order to be successful, the Bible keep encouraging us. We need to have good endurance.
所以要成功的话，我们要有很圣经中叫我们说要有忍耐。
Let's read 1:12 again. James chapter 1 verse 12.
我们再看一章的十二节。
1:12.Blessed is the man who endures temptation. The Bible here used the word endure temptation.
十二节这里讲到要忍受这试炼。
For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised those who love him. So the crown of life is waiting for you.
所以这里讲到说生命的冠冕在等待我们。
Therefore we shall endure.
所以我们要忍受。
Let's turn to another one. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12.
我们来看希伯来书。
6 verse 12.
六章十二节，希伯来书六章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12.
六章十二节。
6 12.
六章十二节。
That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. The Bible here says that we shall imitate through faith and patience to inherit the promise.
就是告诉我们要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Now, a lot of people, before they have a baby, they always hang a beautiful baby pictures on the wall, yeah?
很多人在他孩子有小孩之前
Yeah, when they are pregnant, they hang a beautiful baby on the wall,
当他们
and hoping that when they have a baby, their baby can be as beautiful as the photos.
当他们有刚刚怀上孩子的时候，他们会把很漂亮的小孩子的相片放在墙上，这样子希望他们将来小孩有这么漂亮。
Now, when we talk about patience, a lot of time, really, you want to hang the photos of Abraham or photos of Job on your wall.
但是如果我们讲到忍耐跟信心的话，我们要把亚伯拉罕、约伯的相片挂在墙上。
Keep using those photos to keep reminding us to have endurance.
用这些例子来 反复地提醒我们要忍受。
No one among us have suffered the suffering like Job. None of us.
我相信没有我们中间任何一个人没有像约伯那样受过那么大的苦。
Maybe we do not even have the difficult times like Abraham for 25 years. God promised him something, he did not get it after 25 years of age. 25 years.
我们也可能没有像亚伯拉罕一样等待了25年也没有得到神的应许。
Now, but they endure and they get the promise and they get inheritance.
但是他们就这样忍受，然后他们最终得到神产业。
We shall learn from them.
所以我们要向他学习。
And we shall be blessed just like Abraham and Job.
我要像亚伯拉罕跟约伯一样被神祝福。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Blessed are the one who endures in their trials.
忍受试炼的人是有福的。
You know, now springtime is coming.
像现在春天到来了。
The guava tree in my backyard started to budding.
芭拉树，我们家后面的芭拉树在发芽。
Really, I thought it died already in winter time.
我本来以为它已经死了。
A lot of time, like difficulties are just like winter times in our life.
很多时候困难就像是我们生命中的冬天。
But when springtime comes.
当春天来的时候
you will see, you will start to bud.
那些种子就会开始发芽。
So I think that's a very good saying.
所以我觉得有一句很好的话。
If winter comes, springtime will not be far away.
这句话说，冬天来了，春天还会远吗？
No, it won't be far away.
所以春天不会远。
So let's have hope.
让我们持守我们的盼望。
Let's have joy in trials.
让我们有喜乐，然后来唱诗
35
首。